From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union calls for an end to fighting in Ukraine. The EU says the fighting in eastern Ukraine represents the most serious breach of February's ceasefire so far. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, told the Ukrainian parliament Thursday that there are 9,000 Russian troops in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ukraine. He warned the country must be on alert for a large-scale attack. Top American defense officials and diplomats will gather Friday in Stuttgart, Germany, to discuss how to counter Russian military actions in Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter will meet with generals, ambassadors, and other leaders behind closed doors at the headquarters of U.S. European Command. The leaders will review the effectiveness of current EU and U.S. economic sanctions, as well as NATO's strategy in deterring further Russian aggression. An explosion in Ghana's capital has killed 90 people. Reports from the scene say the explosion and resulting fire took place at a gas station and spread to nearby buildings in central Accra. Many of those killed had gathered for shelter during torrential rains. Rescuers in central China have recovered dozens of bodies from a sunken passenger ship that capsized Monday in the Yangtze River. The official Xinhua news agency says 39 bodies were found after authorities cut through the hull of an upturned cruise ship, bringing the death toll to 65. A group of Chinese college students studying overseas is distributing an open letter calling for Communist Party leaders to be held accountable for atrocities committed 26 years ago Thursday, when Chinese forces violently dispersed pro-democracy protesters in Tiananmen Square. This is VOA News. The first four asylum seekers who have been held in on Australia's behalf on the Pacific island of Nauru arrived in Cambodia early Wednesday. Cambodia has agreed to take in those denied resettlement in Australia. Robert Carmichael reports.
In the end, it wasn't only the details behind this controversial deal that were shrouded in secrecy. The very arrival of the four asylum seekers in Phnom Penh on Thursday was kept out of sight of the media, and they left Phnom Penh's airport in a minivan whose windows were curtained off. The four people, an Iranian couple, a second man also from Iran, and an ethnic Rohingya man from Myanmar, were taken to a house in the capital where they will be housed for the next year. Under the controversial deal, Australia will pay all resettlement costs for a year. Those who accept will receive thousands of dollars in cash, language and skills training, and health insurance. Robert Carmichael, Phnom Penh.
An Egyptian appeals court has ruled that former President Hosni Mubarak must face a retrial on charges related to the killing of protesters during the 2011 uprising that forced him from power. The court on Thursday accepted an appeal by prosecutors against an earlier ruling that dismissed the murder charges against the former leader. The judge said the second and final trial will begin November 5th. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi in Germany next week on the sidelines of a Group of Seven summit. Meanwhile, the United Nations appealed to the international community Thursday for $500 million to maintain its humanitarian operations in Iraq. Nigeria's president has said his government will leave no stone unturned in dealing with all cases of human rights abuses. It follows the release of a report from Amnesty International, which alleges widespread torture, abuse, and killing of prisoners. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Amnesty International gathered dozens of brutal videos and images showing abuses and killings apparently carried out by the Nigerian armed forces. In some, prisoners are beaten to death. In others, they are shot and thrown into open graves. Amnesty interviewed more than 400 victims, eyewitnesses, and senior members of the security forces. Most of the prisoner deaths occurred during detention, says Amnesty's Daniel Eyre.
We found that more than 7,000 people have died in military custody in northeast Nigeria.
Amnesty's evidence also points to the widespread extrajudicial killing of prisoners. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Outgoing FIFA president Sepp Blatter held talks Thursday with the head of the organization's compliance and audit committee. They discussed reforming football's governing body. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.